Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast, The Bollywood Show. I'm your host Karan, and today I'm going to talk about a change that I'm going to make in this podcast. It's been a while since I made this podcast, and as you know, when COVID came, we all went into the lockdown, and it wasn't just easy for me to handle it, and I decided not to make any podcasts. And also, I hit a creative roadblock with this podcast, and I thought that what am I doing by just reading out names of the movies, actors, or the cast and crew, that anyone can just do it. There are 1,000 other people following the same segment, and I decided that this is not what I should be doing. So I decided that I'll be offering my own content. I'll be offering my own thoughts, my own opinion about anything. Like, it could be a movie, a book, or something happening in the world, or something happening in my neighborhood as well. I would like to share my experiences, something that could just be abstract in nature. So that's why I've decided that I'll be renaming my podcast as The Abstract Podcast. I hope that this podcast will be something different than the 1,000 others offering the same content that I was doing. And I really hope that I'll be able to build a niche in this segment, but I would like to give it a try. So this first topic is about my observation about Bollywood. I know you must be thinking that I jumped upon the Bollywood again, but as I mentioned, it could be about anything. So this time it's Bollywood, and next time it could be something else. So this episode is about Bollywood in 2022, content crisis or victim of hate. So we have been watching Bollywood films since childhood. So are our parents been doing that, and so has the previous generations been doing that. And Hindi being a national language, as it is mentioned in our constitution, even though many states barely speak Hindi, Hindi films has always been on the top, as they reached the masses quickly and many people watched it, celebrated it, and they had enjoyed the popularity. But they were not alone. As India is a secular state, we have many of the languages, and many of the states speak different languages. So there was Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, and Kannada industries as well. And around in 2010, I remember when I was just around 16 years old, there were many television channels showing South Indian movies dubbed into Hindi. And that's why I think that's where it all started, and it started to spread to the masses quickly, and people started getting entertained by it. And earlier people used to be like that the action sequences are everything is like over the top, but later on they discovered that there is also a certain storyline to the movies, and they were really good movies. They were entertaining movies. They were thriller, suspense, and all kind of movies that they had offered to the masses. And then I think it all began, and people started loving these movies. And Bollywood, you know it, that they have been like copying content from a long time. They've been remaking a lot of Hollywood films as well. So then people started discovering that this movie has been remade, this movie's also been remade, and the list goes on and on. And then after that, what happened is in 2015, SS Rajamouli, he made Bahubali, and it was a film that was made on a huge budget, and it was also released in Hindi as well, and people loved that movie. And what happened is after that, it earned around 650 crores or somewhere near that amount, and that's when the craze for these pan-Indian films began, and that's when people started taking more interest into these kind of films. And also Bahubali first part ended on a cliffhanger, and which I remember when I was in college, it was like people used to ask that Kattappa ne Bahubali ko kyun mara, and it has became a great meme. It has become a regular joke, everyday joke, and also news channels made debate on it too. So I really remember the time when I was in college, that it was a huge thing back then. and everybody was curious, and because of this the curiosity went on building up on like for a lot of people, and the hype was so good that when the sequel came out, like the name was I think Bahubali 2 The Conclusion, and it also earned around 600 to 700 crores, and the movie was super hit. And then came the other movies like KGF, Pushpa, KGF 2, and I think recently Kantara has been released. Kantara, being a Kannada film, has earned a lot, and it had put all the Bollywood movies to shame. Like it has been really a different time for Bollywood. Pan-Indian films are being worshipped, and the Bollywood films are not being able to make past their budget. The films that they produce has been sinking, as there is a lack of original content, and a lot of movies are just stale in their content, and it's just not something that they were supposed to offer, which the other Pan-Indian films are offering us today nowadays. There are very few Indian movies that have been producing good content, and today there is a serious crisis of content. There have been so many remakes in this year and the previous year that Bollywood is losing its popularity it once had, and if this thing goes on and if it continues like this, then I don't think that people would support Bollywood much. Obviously there will be a lot of people who will be watching Hindi movies, but not from the same enthusiasm that they used to go for it. Although there are many good Hindi films that were being made earlier, but you know, there is no big star, no star presence, no big face in the film, and that's why people just don't watch it. But they are really good film. For example, Mukkabaz, which I've also said this in my earlier podcast, that Mukkabaz is a really good film, and Vineet Kumar was in this, I think, and he played this role so good. It was directed by Anurag Kashyap, and also Ravi Kishan was also there, but that movie didn't even record its budget. It earned around I think something in lakhs, and it was made in crores. So you can imagine the kind of humiliation that this movie faced. But well, and that's there. But things have gotten worse for Bollywood after the death of Sushant Singh Rajput, as people have blamed a lot of popular celebrities who are so-called biggies in this industry, and since all the star kids have been brutally told because of this, and sometimes it's due to their dumb behavior, but sometimes it's just due to hate. In my opinion, it's not wise to troll them just because they are star kids. Nepotism has been painful for a lot of strugglers in the industry, but also they have given us many great actors. But at the end of the day, it's their caliber that's going to decide. The skill that they are going to that they develop is going to speak for itself. And as you know, that no matter how rich or powerful these people are, in today's time, the audience won't tolerate such actors if their content is not good. And if they just keep getting chances, people are not gonna go for these movies. People are not gonna tolerate. You can just look at Arjun Kapoor. Like, this guy has got everything, all the resources that he needs to have, but he just cannot act. He just don't have the expressions. And honestly, I don't like this actor, but it's not my personal bias. It's just that something that I've observed. And obviously, I know that you guys might be knowing this very well, that in many movies, like around 8 to 10 movies, he have just been giving a blank face, just literally no expression. I also remember when I watched this film, Panipat. This film was so good and it was made really nice, but the lead actor was Arjun Kapoor, and the film sinked. Mostly because of his acting, I suppose, just because he didn't acted well. And I don't see why this movie wouldn't work. but definitely this was solely because of him, I think, because every other actor put their soul into the characters, and it was made on a huge budget. And not because it's made on a huge budget, but it was a historical film and it was a really good film. It was well made. But as you know, Arjun Kapoor. So the conclusion of this podcast is that you can have all the resources and make nothing out of it, or you can have nothing and make everything out of it. This is what sums up with Bollywood and nepo kids and nepotism and talent, hard work and everything. This is how it is, I think. At the end of the day, it's all about content. If Bollywood starts providing good content, why wouldn't people go for it? If they give us good performances, why wouldn't we watch it? There were several remakes that were made well, like Vikram Vedha. I personally liked it because it was really good, but still, it all depends on people, that what they want to watch. If you just keep giving them the same dish in different plates, people won't just see that because it's on a different plate. So I will end this episode on this note. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our show. Thank you everyone. Please subscribe to my podcast. It's available on platforms, be it iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts or anything. I hope you guys will love it, and the name will be changed by end of this episode, and it will be called as The Abstract Podcast. So please do support and subscribe. Thank you guys for listening to the show. See you next week.